My name is Katie Carter. Thanks for tuning into the morning show today. We're going to be talking about resorts. I just got a text from somebody who's listening. I'll share the story later. But I want to play this interview for you. My good friend and I do a lot of floating around on Lake Beltrami, which is north of Bemidji and is on a chain of lakes. And last summer, we found our way to Fox Lake, which is just on the chain of lakes from Lake Beltrami. We'd gone there for an ice cream cone, and we met the owners who, at the time last summer, they were in their first summer of owning the campground slash resort. And I was really intrigued to find out how they got into this business. So I interviewed them about it. You grew up going to Fox Lake?
Yep, I grew up going to Fox Lake. Some of my earliest memories begin trying to get to the campground. I remember one weekend, it was going to be my birthday. I must have been about 8, 9 years old. And I remember my parents had an old camper that they got secondhand from an uncle and an aunt. And we broke down in Bagley. And I remember just being heartbroken because I wasn't going to get to go to the lake for the weekend. We were going camping. And this spot really has been really connected with my heart ever since I was a very young child. Almost family reunions on the weekends. Really, this has been a place where uncles, aunts, cousins, all of us have gathered to really share special time just getting away from life. I'm from Griglin, Minnesota, which is 90 miles northwest of where the campground is, and I spent every summer kind of growing up on site at the campground. How did we get into it? Really, it started with a dream. We saw that it was for sale, and we took a look at it, and we said, is this something that we could do? And I tend to be really skeptical about business changes and any type of change in general. And I was just kind of thinking about it, and I joked about it with my sister and her husband, who were up here that weekend as well. Amanda and I were talking about it, and it was one of those things that was on the tip of your tongue, but you dared not say it out loud. And eventually we just started looking at the numbers, thinking, is this something we can do? And we decided, let's get more information. Let's talk with a banker so that we can get the full packet of what the campground has for us to review before we would maybe make an offer. And really it was about looking at everything and looking for a reason to say no, because the dream is fun. I didn't find a reason to say no.
Mark and Amanda Haugen run the Fox Lake Campground. It is right off the chain of lakes that Beltrami Lake hooks into in the Turtle River area of northern Minnesota. They've owned the campground for 1 year now and are looking forward to the next season.
So for the last 15 years, Amanda's also had a small business, a photography business that she began in Park Rapids, relocated down to Becker, where we lived for 6 years. So she had a lot of like independent business ownership experience. I've always worked for a larger organization, but we would occasionally talk, what could we do together as a business together, where we're sharing each of our skills? And the campground really is that opportunity where we can both share our strengths and really have something better than either of us apart.
Yeah, and we actually fill different roles. So I'm actually the main person at the campground. So I work with the staff and I kind of lead everyone, work in the store. So we have a great store. We have the game room on site too. So we kind of take care of all that stuff. You know, because we even do a rental business within the campground as far as pontoons, boats. This year we added our stand-up paddle boards. It's a lot. It's a lot to learn, but it's fun. It's a fun business.
No kidding.
Yeah, Amanda does the vast majority of the work. My background and training really is around more the administrative, the legal side, the financial side. So although I don't spend near as much time, what I provide is very different. It's looking at the contracts. It's looking at any type of insurance-related issue, saying, does this make sense and how would we do this? Whereas she's really much more the marketing, the guest relations, really all of the connections with the guests who are coming to the campground.
And since I was a photographer with my own business for 15 years, everyone keeps asking me, Amanda, are you going to do your business anymore for photography? And I actually have not done much with that, just because there's so much to learn with the campground business. There really is. And so what I've done is really transform that into being the marketer for it, being the online presence for Facebook, and I do our own websites, of course. And one big thing with the business, you know, go back some, in 1960 is when Bob and Margie Hamilton, it used to be called Hamilton's Fox Lake Campground. So they started it. And in 1975, the Ducharme family purchased it from them. and they did wonderful things, and they really got it to the point where we, you know, knew it when we bought it. And we bought it we started looking at July 4th, 2018. And so we officially purchased it March 18th of 2019, but they kind of put it to where it was now. And so when we came in, what we wanted to do was look at it with fresh eyes. And so that's what we have been doing as far as painting, upgrading things, making, you know, just everyday improvements. You know, do we have to clean something? Yeah, we did a lot of physical cleaning just to make things sparkle again. We just made it shine once again.
Yeah.
Our guests love it. You know, we kind of advertise it as it's a casual campground where our guests play on the lake. They play in Fox Lake. And so we actually have free kayaks, paddle boats, and a canoe where our guests just check them out at the office and they go. You know, they can be out anytime, you know, 15 minutes up to 3 hours maybe. And they just have fun on the lake. They go down the channel to Beltrami Lake and they have fun on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's really neat is, you know, Mark's family, his parents are seasonals there. His aunt and uncles are a seasonal camper there. My parents are seasonals and so are my brother and his family. And so it's really a family campground where you'll see us in and out of the office. You'll see my parents. You'll see my dad cleaning the bathrooms even. You see his parents mowing the lawn. It's a family campground.
When you say seasonal, you mean people stay there all summer?
Correct. They can come anytime they want during the summer.
Okay. But other people can just bring a camper if they want to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have 70 spots at the campground. Roughly half of them are what we call seasonal. And seasonal means that they have a camper there and they pay for the entire summer from opening to close. And if they sign the contract, we allow them to keep their camper there over the winter so that they don't have to worry about finding a place to store it. Many of our seasonal campers have a deck that's built kind of temporarily right adjacent to their camper. So it's not just a simple little step to get up to their camper, but they have more deck space where they have their grills, where it feels much more cabin-esque.
It's truly their summer home.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So the first year is under your belt now. Completely.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot. You know, we prepared when we were buying the property. We had several months where we had sold our property in Becker, and we had time to, I worked on the website. I worked on getting just a lot of the back end stuff done. So when we bought the place, we bought it a month and a half before we had to open. So, I mean, talk about. So let me tell you, we were on our hands and knees installing flooring, painting walls, just cleaning nonstop, just so we can open that May 3rd. But it was awesome. You know, we had all our seasonals lined up, and to see the faces that we knew from years past, because we've been going there so long. I've been going with Mark and his family there 20 years almost. So I knew the campground too.
Oh my gosh.
But now it was ours.
Yeah.
So we had to, like I said, just make everything shine and just welcome everyone, and they got to meet us, the new owners.
So do you guys live there year-round?
We do. There's a manager's residence right across the game room and store.
That is Amanda Haugen. She and her husband, Mark, own the Fox Lake Campground, which is north of Bemidji. I met them last summer. My friend and I would often do a kayak over to the Fox Lake Campground for an ice cream cone. And I learned then that was their first summer owning the campground. And so I was interested in learning how they got into it. And when I spoke with them earlier this spring, it was pre-COVID. And I'll be talking with them later in the hour about how things changed at the campground once COVID struck. But this interview was done before COVID. And I was just learning all about the changes that they had made to the campground and what it meant to them.
A huge goal that I accomplished this year was online reservations. Clients love that. We have people from all over the United States who book online. In the middle of the night, they'll place their bookings and I'll wake up. There will be the reservation in the morning. But also we have our Square cash register where our clients can book and charge. They can charge stuff to their site. So our seasonals, they'll come in for ice cream cone. They'll say, charge it to site number 70. No problem. And then the bill's itemized. So it's all about technology. How can we make this easier for not only our seasonals, but us as business owners? So we definitely embrace the technology aspect of this business.
And I'd like to add that beyond just making it easier for our process, making it easier for us to do the work that we want to do, one of the things I've seen about these changes for Amanda's business is the clients really like it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many people who have came for the first time to Fox Lake. And the reality is one of the reasons is not many people wanted to call to make a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to sit down at your computer, look at the available sites, select where you want to be camping, something for the weekend, and it has all the parameters. What size camper can fit into that space? What are the electrical connections that you'll have available at that site? And people can say, I want that one. They self-reserve the space. If there's any issue, we can always call them and figure out something. But the reality is many people like doing it themselves. Beyond that, many people are going online and seeing us. The reality is what we're hearing from our seasonal campers that have been here for years is that this past year, there were more first-year campers than people can remember. There were more kids in the lake. There were more people playing and coming in for weekend events. And occupancy was spectacularly high. And I believe a good portion of that is because of the search engine optimization and the ability to do online booking.
Yeah, Google is huge. Google is huge.
During the work week, occasionally we'll have people that'll come and get a site just for the day, and they'll do it like a tenting type site because they want to have access to the grounds. And we have a wonderful beach. It gives them access to the kayaks and the canoes. It gives them a place to go to a park that maybe isn't as crowded as other parks in the area. Now, it does come with that site rental fee, and some people might choose to throw up a tent and spend the night, but that's not necessarily required. But just to come over and have some ice cream in the ice cream shop, absolutely free. If you're just going to be riding over in your boat from a lake lot across the lake, yeah, we absolutely embrace that, because in a small community like the Fox Lake area, if another lake owner wants to come over and have ice cream, come on in. Our place is your place. Have fun.
Yeah, people love that they have an ice cream shop just down the road for themselves. And, you know, it's funny because we even have some clients who are from Bemidji and they have their seasonal lake home at Fox Lake Campground.
That's a fun trip. So, well, thanks, you guys. I'm excited for your...
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's Mark and Amanda Haugen. They own Fox Lake Campground on Fox Lake. The conversation you were hearing just now actually happened pre-COVID, before the coronavirus took over our lives and changed how we are moving through the world. I'll be talking with Amanda in a few minutes about how COVID and the novel coronavirus have impacted the campground this summer, how things have changed, how things have stayed the same. Stay tuned. That was Greg Brown with If I Had Known. You're listening to the Extended Hour of the Morning Show on KAXE KBXE. My name's Katie Carter. I'm your host until 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for choosing us this morning. Before Greg Brown, you listened to an interview with Mark and Amanda Haugen. They own the Fox Lake Campground and Resort north of Bemidji. They are a couple that I met last summer during their first year of owning the campground. And I had interviewed them pre-COVID about how the year had been, how they got into the campground resort business. And then COVID struck, and I've been curious to learn more about how that has impacted their business, their campground business. So I've got Amanda on the phone right now.
Hi, Katie. How's it going?
Oh, good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So, okay, so COVID strikes in March, and as a campground resort owner, I'm sure that felt very daunting. What? How did things change for you guys? How did this all unravel, and where are you now?
So, you know, we spent a lot of time just kind of listening to the news, thinking what's going to happen. Are we going to be pushed back for starting? And essentially, I mean, we were pushed back. Our recreational camping season actually didn't start until June 1st, and it should have started the beginning of May. And so thankfully, like, we were even worried that our seasonal campers couldn't return to our campground. And so what seasonal campers are, you know, they come back, they have an agreement with us all summer long where they can come back to this place, and it's their second home, essentially. So it's their home where they can have fun and be here. And we weren't even sure if we can open to them. And so thankfully, we were able to. We're members of the Minnesota Campground Association, and so we just took their guidance that they were telling us, like, what should we do? What do we need to do to open and to just receive our guests coming in, you know, our seasonal campers to start with, and then later on our recreational campers. So it was a big waiting game. And let me tell you, a lot of sleepless nights and just brainstorming about what would we do if we couldn't do what we were meant to do, you know, why we bought the campground. So it was a little worrisome. Yeah.
Right. One thing about camping or in campground, at a campground, you're sort of with your family unit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're sort of, it's not like going to a hotel where there was somebody there the night before in the bed you're going to sleep in. It's sort of your place. It does seem more controlled.
Yeah, because, I mean, they bring their units in. And so we cater to big RVs, medium-sized RV, pop-up campers. We have some tenters that come in, too. So most people bring their own units. And so all our RVers have a contained unit where they have their restroom and their showers inside of there. And so that took care of a lot of issues. But, you know, we had to do some more implementing of cleaning procedures when we had the bathrooms open and the shower houses. So definitely we document a lot more of the sanitizing and just all of that good stuff to make sure everything's clean and everyone's healthy. And, you know, we're seeing a lot less activity in the bathroom just because everyone knows they're supposed to, you know, use their own unit and be as safe as they possibly can be and not gather in places like communal places as well. So it's working out. It's working out great. And we have great campers coming in this summer. It's so fun to see everyone back again.
No kidding. So people are, they're coming back out. I mean, I know a lot of us, my bubble is pretty tight as far as just my social bubble. I'm keeping it really tight. Yep. Although I did boat over to Fox Lake Campground for an ice cream cone.
And we have great ice cream here, so you better. Yes.
That's true. So you're noticing that people are, they're excited to get out and be camping.
Oh, my gosh,
camping.
Yeah. We do online reservations, and every day we have so many coming in. You know, it's fun watching them come in. But, you know, our weekends, we're full. Our guests are here, and it's fun to see them having more campfires just with their family. You know, so people are really, they're physically distancing, and so it's great. It's what needs to be done right now, you know. And so we're seeing more campfires. You know, it's so funny. I feel like I have my campfire supplier of the firewood on call because I'm like, you know, we just sold another whole rack of wood, so we need some more wood coming in very soon. And so just like people are ready to, I don't know, just get out and experience nature and just get back to feeling normal again. And so that's what we're providing over here. And also, you know, talk about physical distancing. People are at the beach, and, you know, we took away some things from the beach. So we had picnic tables there before. Those are taken away. We have benches. We push those apart even more than they were. But it feels like people are taking turns, like they're taking turns bringing their families to the beach. If it's too crowded, you know, they look and see who's there so they can kind of plan ahead and come back at a later time, you know, during their visit. And so people, you can tell that they're aware of, you know, a pandemic's going on, but yet they're still able to just really work with what's going on and still have a good time and feel normal again.
Yeah, it's so important that we are able to get outside and, and feed that part of our soul.
Oh, definitely.
We need that. So, well, I'm glad things didn't stop.
Oh, me too.
For you, I'm sure that was a huge, very anxiety-filled time for you guys.
It's so funny because our seasonal campers, when they were able to come in, the campground was just, it seemed so quiet. And so we missed, like, the recreational campers. They really bring an energy to the campground. And so we missed their energy. We missed the diversity of the people and the different families coming in. And, you know, whether it's couples or whether it's families with, like, you know, four or five kids even. You know, we just love seeing that energy and the laughter. And so it was a lonely month going into our season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems a little more normal now. And we're very grateful for that.
Well, good. I'm happy for you and for everybody else who owns campgrounds and resorts. And it sounds like just a few steps can make all the difference, you know, benches further apart and having people be more cautious about groups on the beach and all that kind of stuff.
And around the campground, we do have more sanitizing stations. We opened up a sink at the back of the bathhouse so people actually wash their hands outside, you know, and that's closer to like the gaga ball pit and the volleyball and the playground. And, you know, I feel like we have so many signs up saying, you know, suggestions on how to make it better and how to stay further apart, stuff like that, asking parents permission for certain things, you know, because we do get a lot of kids here. And so we just keep everyone, you know, talking about how to have a good trip and be the safest while they're here.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you for all you're doing to keep your patrons safe and healthy. And I will hopefully see you sometime soon on the lake. And have an awesome rest of your summer.
Awesome. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's Amanda Haugen. Amanda and Mark own Fox Lake Campground and Resort north of Bemidji. And I found that place because I was craving ice cream one night. You're listening to The Morning Show on KAXE, KBXE. It's the extended hour. We're talking about resorts.